T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's a societal problem when it comes to relationships. We all move on too quickly. The first little hint of a bump in the road and poof, we're gone.
It's Team PXY. Or is it not quick enough?
Team PXY and 98PXY. It's Corey James, Breezy, and if you missed it, Team PXY Bad Dates. We talked to Emily. It's, I mean, quite a bump in the road that she expressed to us.
I tried to bend over seductively to grab a condom, and his eyes were on me, and then my hair got caught on fire.
We tried to power through, but the mood was officially killed. You know, when he ended up pushing me off to run into my bathroom to throw up. Unfortunately, he didn't quite make it.
Oh, no. Now, that is horribly embarrassing for all parties involved. First for her, the whole hair thing, and then, I mean, probably more so for him. He said he's very sensitive to smells, apparently, was his
response. Vomited everywhere.
I mean, burnt hair, it can affect you.
I guess.
But I'm pleased to see that on our Facebook page right now, I threw up the situation that Emily explained to us, and only 30% of the people voting so far are saying that that would be it for them and they would move on. So that kind of warms my heart a little bit, because I, you know, things happen, right? And it's not necessarily like a sign. It's not, you know, things aren't perfect for all the time. It's not a reason to run. Like, that's life. There's bumps in the road. And by the way, this texter has a pretty good point, saying on the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. If you're comfortable to have sex with this guy, you are comfortable enough to move on from this.
Okay, no. So I'm a part of this 30% because...
Really?
You know,
Come on.
New relationships shouldn't be hard, Corey. The honeymoon phase, you got to stay in that as long as you can. Don't add all these weird factors.
Well, I don't know.
Vomiting and burnt hair.
In this situation, no one did anything wrong. This is just kind of like they're victim of circumstance.
Yeah, but I mean, why are you undergoing challenges on your first or third or
that,
second
well,
date.
Good. Like, that's what a relationship is. A relationship is challenging. Relationships are work.
Leave that for years to come.
Oh, dear.
I just... When you could go on Tinder and get a clean slate of anyone...
I don't know about Tinder and clean is... Two things you want to say in the same sentence.
Yeah, take that back.
No, that's the problem, because we're so easy to go on to the next one, right? And when I think back to my single days when I was on those dating apps, that's why I never settled down, because there's always more. It was always, well, just one little click away. You know, this girl isn't completely perfect. Maybe perfection's out there. Like, when it comes down to it, perfection's, it's false. There's no such thing as perfection. No one's perfect. No situation is perfect, and no relationship is perfect. And you need to move past some things like this.
Most of the relationships are perfect until you hit like 6 months. And then it's all downhill from there. But like, live in those glory days. Like, have your moment.
Be in your honeymoon phase. I'm not saying don't, but I'm also saying don't turn tail and run at the first sign of any kind of trouble.
All these gross, weird factors. It's like, who needs them? Didn't you tell me that you had a story about... a date that you went on and you ended up dating them?
So when I was in my like early 20s, mid 20s, and I was living in Albany, I had just kind of been like casually dating a lot. And I was like the epitome of first sign of trouble, boom, I'm out. Like first little fight,
take me out, coach.
First little fight, like, oh, cut off. All right, let's move on.
Blocked.
And that's why the majority of my relationships lasted like 2 weeks, because, you know, at the hint of anything, I was gone. So I remember... making like a pact to myself, because even at that young age, I realized like that's not the way to go through life. Like, nothing's perfect. So I met this girl and I was like, if it's like poker, if you play poker, I was all in. I was like,
all in.
I don't care what happens. I'm not going to run.
Because you had this conversation with yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And I remember, I think it was maybe our second date. Like, she ended up getting belligerently drunk on that date.
Happens.
And falling down the stairs of the bar. And I mean, it was a good like 25 feet worth of stairs that she fell down. And I ended up having to like carry her home, and just was a hot, disastrous mess.
Did she break anything?
She was a little banged up. Luckily, nothing was broken. But and I ended up like putting on my couch and like putting a blanket on her and going to bed. But I could have easily just cut bait at that point.
Order an Uber and got back on Tinder. You're like, my thumbs are ready.
Step over her as I'm walking downstairs. But no, I wanted to kind of see things through. Now, that relationship obviously ultimately didn't end up working out.
Yeah, see? It was a sign.
But it taught me a lot of lessons of, like, you got to move past this
stuff. She plummeted down the stairs just like your relationship plummeted to its death.
I mean, eventually, but still. Alicia checking in on Facebook. Here we go. Here's a story that hopefully if Emily, who called in for Team PXY Bad Dates, is still listening, hopefully this gives you hope and maybe gets you to text this guy and keep things going. Alicia says, one of our first dates, I was sucking on a mint I got at the restaurant on our way home. I started to choke on it and vomited on the ground outside the passenger side door where he proceeded to walk in it. We've been together for 16 years now.
Wow.
What? Like, that's gross. That guy could have easily been like, ugh, I walked in her puke. Oh, it's so disgusting. I'll never see her the same way again.
Yeah, she puked outside, though. Wasn't in his car or anything.
That's the reason why.
He didn't have to get his car detailed.
Come on, haven't you been in this situation before where you're in a relationship and maybe like a little something weird, a little embarrassing happens and you've gotten past it? Or are you always just cutting bait at that point?
No, yes, I actually have. And I'm speaking off experience. I have been in a relationship for like maybe a year and a half with someone that our first interaction was less than pleasant, let's just say that.
Okay.
A lot of involved weird people getting kicked out of places. It was strange.
Okay.
Not going to go too much into detail, but
sure,
you know,
it's because of the police.
I may or may not have a warrant, who knows.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, I wish it didn't.
Well, look, you can't just say because that didn't end well.
But you know, I should have taken it as a sign the first date when all that weird stuff was going on.
No,
I should have been like,
see, now
you know what? I wasted a year and a half of my life.
You're looking back in hindsight and you're bitter, obviously, still about that relationship.
So a little
better. Now it's tainting. It's tainting the whole thing for you. The whole thing.
But I'm just saying, it's like, you know, put your chips into a healthy, clean, slated relationship with no bumps in the road. Just, you know.
Yes. All right. Well, if you're in the perfect relationship where nothing ever goes wrong, you can reach out to us.
Leave those bumps for marriage.
Wow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.